As the beloved Serapis Bey speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty presence to bless him with all that our love can give, and that light which he has guarded so well through the centuries, we ask to expand until its intensity annihilates all that is of the shadows forever. Beloved family of the violet flame of our beloved Saint Germain, I bring you greetings from those parts of the world where light throughout the centuries has been held in its intensifying, commanding power. I shall call you, beloved Saint Germain's, royal family of the violet flame, for such you truly are. And did you understand just how royal is the color of violet, you would really know how greatly blessed you are and how great is the love of that mighty being who surely is everything the word God of freedom implies. In his great love to mankind through the centuries, every time he drew forth more love to save his loved ones, his own light became brighter. Every time his light expanded, he stepped forward and took greater responsibilities. And today he stands the authority for the cleansing of the earth. And truly the earth needs it. And therefore you, his royal family of the violet flame, are privileged indeed to be a part of those legions whose service to life will yet release the flame throughout this nation and the world that shall compel purification. And if you will consider yourselves part of his legions of eternal purity, in your use of the violet consuming flame, you will soon begin to feel a majestic power, an authority to command purity and to compel its outer manifestation to hold command at your call. The great legions of the sacred fire, my dear ones, are always obedient to those who come under the mighty Saint Germain's direction. And you, whom he has loved so long, I trust, are growing stronger every hour in your determination to bring his authority of purity into a world of darkness and distress. The cosmic law has provided the use of the violet consuming flame to harmoniously correct conditions that have no right to exist. For only that which is of permanent perfection and permanent harmony has any real right to live in this world. So you are at all times within obedience to the law, the great cosmic law, when you command the annihilation of anything and everything that is wrong, and you command it by the violet consuming flame whose authority over this earth for the next 10,000 years will express itself in no uncertain terms. Therefore, you who are privileged to be the vanguard in the use of that great violet flame, you are truly blessed indeed. For every time you draw it forth, your own flame will become brighter. And the strength of your life stream, in its cosmic purity and expanding perfection, will come into your outer cells, and you will feel a mastery you have never before experienced. When you call forth the intensity of that violet consuming flame that dissolves things instantly before your eyes and before the eyes of the rest of mankind, the thrill in the use of that power, precious ones, that you will receive will last with you forever. When you begin to feel the momentum of your own use of that violet flame come into outer action and produce instantaneous fulfillment of your call, you will feel like a friend of eternity have become part of you. And then as you use that violet flame, every time you use it, there will come a thrill of happiness in you as you feel the power of your own mastery increasing in its dominion over conditions in this world. For I tell you, by your own conscious command, of your own free will, by your own power of life, when you call forth that violet consuming flame and issue the fiat for destructive forces to be annihilated on the instant, when you see that violet flame blaze and do it, your joy will know no bounds. And then, if you think you've been busy in the past, the very joy of doing that will draw you on with such magnificent power that the speed with which you accomplish things will step up to the point where it'll seem almost like instantaneous manifestation. And we want you to have this because with that will come the natural use of other powers that belong to your life streams, but which you should be using in the outer world today to do away with your limitations and to give you much greater freedom in doing whatever you desire to do in the physical octave to fulfill the great divine plan. Now, under the law, or in the law under which we operate, there is that great provision that when the cosmic being who have maintained this earth have placed within the structure of the earth itself great pillars of light substance that is not of this world, then that structure becomes in the world like the great supports to a building. And those have been placed at various points on the earth's surface through the Ascended Master's retreat. On those great currents of substance and flame have been placed there and maintained and intensified to hold the balance in the structure of the earth all through the centuries. So that when that which was constructed came into those localities, it automatically came where the light had been sustained, that light might give it the blessing and the protection which it required until it became anchored and rendered its service. The violet consuming flame, in its great purifying, forgiving love, is yet a very powerful, dynamic, consuming presence. But in its great consuming activity, there never is anything that is the slightest bit uncomfortable to the physical senses when the violet flame passes through. And if that isn't a mercy to life, I don't know what could be. And now I want to bring you hope, because while the outer world's conditions have become so frightful in healing channels because of the terrific contamination by the sinister force, yet you are approaching an age wherein all healing of the future will be done by light rays. And when that takes place, all danger of what is going on now in the care of mankind's bodies, all of that will be eliminated. And it will be a God's mercy to life when the healing rays of the violet consuming flame become the accepted practice of the so-called medical profession of the future. The healing channels of mankind in the future will use these activities of light and purifying power of the sacred fire to do for the atomic structure of mankind whatever is required in the future. And then you will find the destructive forces again losing more of their weapons against mankind. No, could you see the struggle of life stream after life stream through the ages as we have watched it? Beloved ones, you couldn't help but have a great love to try to remove that frightful struggle from the mass of the people. I marvel at the power within life that can, in a life stream, come back into this world again and again and again in physical embodiment and still try to make effort to fulfill the great plan and destiny of each life's journey through this world. The mass of mankind are driven like slaves, but yet they go on. There is that courage within life to come back and try again to fulfill the great divine plan of the higher mental body. And to us, it is a wonderful thing to know that within life is that power which is, if given a chance, will go forward and still someday return to its source in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. But you, who have been loved out of so much of mankind's struggle, you who have the use of this violet consuming flame, you who are in the radiation of some ascended master every 24 hours, you do not yet know what that has done for you. You can't possibly comprehend how much of our substance and love and flame have been poured into each one of your life streams and into your worlds day after day in order to keep raising your vibratory action and at the same time hold you protected against the pressure of the outer world until your victory can be attained. You would only know what you have received if we took you and showed you, allowed you to look back and see what had been done for each one of your life streams over the past year alone. So tonight, since I am here to draw a certain power of light from that focus of light which I guard in Egypt, at which it is the responsibility of the Brotherhood of Luxor to guard, I am here tonight to intensify its substance and power in and around each of you to bring the illumining presence of our understanding of some of the problems of this world into your outer consciousness that you may go forward and keep calling this violet flame into outer action to fulfill this great divine plan until it reaches the momentum where it swings the balance onto the constructive side and mankind awaken and harmoniously accept this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence. And never fear, when conditions reach a certain intensity, mankind will listen because they won't have anything else to listen to. It might seem to be a necessity, and so it will be, but it'll be for their own blessing. The hour will come when if you use this violet consuming flame intensely enough around yourselves and call it into outer action, commanding it that it be made eternal in its purifying presence to the earth, then each of you, my dear ones, as you anchor that or call for it to be anchored in the outer activities of the nation, it automatically anchors a certain proportion of that in and around yourselves. So the lifting power to the nation automatically purifies and lifts you. And oh, dear one, that violet consuming flame, you haven't a fragment of an idea yet of what it can do for you. What that could restore flesh to the body. It has done it. That violet consuming flame could release what doesn't belong in the body. It can go over a nation. And it can take out of existence anything that hasn't any right to be there. So, when you realize, thank you so much, precious one, when you realize that you begin to use the authority of the violet consuming flame throughout the nation and throughout the world, you have stepped in to the commanding presence that is the ruling authority for the entire next 10,000 years. So try to feel that even when you call it forth for yourselves, individually, in a small way, still you are using the authority of the whole next cycle of power to this earth. And were you to intensify your call for just the power of the violet consuming flame in its eternal authority to this earth, you would draw in and around yourselves a very much more rapid action of its presence. And that would, I'm sure, bring you very great happiness and blessing. Remember two things. When you call the violet consuming flame into outer action, you are calling the authority on the power of all purity and love that is to act in this world for the next 10,000 years. You step right into the powerhouse of that which is the law, the authority, on the controlling flame of all on this earth for the next 10,000 years. So you are reaching ahead, as it were, and using the power that is waiting to come to assist mankind in the outer activities. And since we are a focus of very great light in Egypt, as you feel yourselves at one with us and with our authority to call that light into outer action through the use of the violet consuming flame first, you can feel yourselves very close to us, my dear ones, just as close as you want to come. And it is my privilege to wield certain powers that, while the training seems severe, Yet, you must realize that if you have taken that training, it has brought a tremendous gift as a reward for that intense training. And since that portion of the world has to have a great deal of the violet consuming flame used in order to purify the creations there, well, when you begin to use it over here, understanding it is the authority and the power of purification to the earth for the next whole cycle, well, my dear ones, you will get a feeling within yourselves of such tremendous power, and the moment you get that feeling, the flame itself will come into outer action and act much more quickly for you. By that violet consuming flame can purify the flesh, can restore the flesh, can illumine the atmosphere, can purify the emotional body, can illumine the mind, because wherever it goes, it is the forgiving mercy of love's purity. Now remember that phrase, the violet consuming flame is the forgiving mercy of love's purity. Since that is the authority of the whole world for the next 10,000 years, then you, as beloved Saint Germain's family of the violet consuming flame, become the authority and the power of his love's purity to the earth and of the love's purity of your own mighty I Am presence. And that violet consuming flame can come into you, into every point of light within you, and expand through the cellular structure till it repels discordantly qualified substance. And then you can blaze it up and around the body, within and around the cells, the points of light, and consume that substance. And it can do the same thing for the earth, for the powers of nature. And if I were you, I would definitely use it to demand the consuming of all blight and epidemics and plagues and all germs, everything that has been imposed upon nature, under which nature rebels. My dear ones, could you see ahead and know what the beauty of the plant life of this world would be after the violet consuming flame has removed mankind's impurity of the centuries? You would scarcely believe your eyes. And yet that will come. The same thing in the physical body. When you use that violet flame enough, it will begin to make the flesh translucent. And then, as the whole vibratory action of the planet is raised, and mankind's bodies become raised, it will be an easy matter to see the change take place more quickly in the flesh structure wherever the violet flame is called into action, or may I say, commanded to appear by the authority and in the name of the mighty I Am Presence and the mighty Saint Germain. Try to feel the power of that authority, of the purity of that love, is at your command, can come into outer action, will love to fulfill your calls, and then abide with you to keep things purified and in divine order as the cycle comes in that brings all outer activities into greater purity and perfection. The mighty Saint Germain told the messenger that the finest things you have at this time, within 70 years, would seem coarse and crude compared to what you will have then. And almost 20 years of that time has passed. And you will find the violet consuming flame is the purifying forgiveness, love, and mercy on that authority to compel purity, which descends from the great central sun to take command of the incoming cycle. And people of the outer world don't know yet what they do when they use any activity of the violet ray. But you who have this much understanding, if you will feel yourselves clothed in it often, and then command it to go everywhere in the physical octave till it is visible to all, then it will go on doing its work that becomes a permanently established action in the atmosphere of Earth for the next 10,000 years. And precious ones, I plead with you, when you say, well, I'm going to use the violet flame, oh, just to sit down a minute or two and give a decree and flash it through once or twice, that isn't what's required. Oh, that's good when you don't have but a minute. We're very grateful for anything that you do, even a second of its use. But you have no idea what would happen if you sat with the attention still and concentrated and keep feeling that passing through until the joy and the happiness of its power begins to make you feel lighter and more at ease. Then will you begin to feel what a privilege it is to sit within that violet flame, even if it's only a few moments, every once in a while, to just keep the raising activity going on and disconnect yourselves from the pressure in the outer world. Try it. Why, my dear ones, with your intense desire, now that don't mean tension, because the violet flame used properly would release tension as you sit within it and feel that it's forgiving mercy and its great loving purity comes into you and just loves to consume every particle of substance that doesn't produce perfection for you. If you would realize that that love in the flame loves to release the substance from you that isn't qualified with eternal purity, you would love the flame even more. And as you love the flame, the flame would love you. And it would love away the substance that today appears to you as limitation. And in setting that substance free and returning it to the use of your presence, being willing to do that, you would automatically draw that freedom into your outer selves and into your world. And therefore, the more you use it, the more it will bless you, the more it becomes real to you. And the more you draw it forth for others, the more you automatically raise yourselves. And it is one of the powerful activities that is going to come forth, not only to assist America, but to assist every particle of the landed surface of the earth in its purifying presence of the future. Therefore, I stand with your beloved Saint Germain to champion his every heart's desire and to give you all the encouragement that I know how to give. And if discipline seems a little severe, always know it brings such great reward that after the reward has come and you look back, you'll think it's nothing compared to the blessing that has become yours forever. Nobody can take the use of the violet consuming flame away from you, precious one. Once you have understood it and felt it, no one can ever take that from your life stream again. That is your scepter of power for eternity. Now may you enter into that and feel it. And every time you ask your presence to blaze the violet consuming flame, that takes out all substance that is not the eternal purity of the presence, that the flame will come into you. I love to do it for you. Its keynote is the mercy, is forgiveness, mercy. And its keynote is the purity of love. It loves to produce purity. It loves to forgive and set you free. And therefore, your self-condemnation will dissolve and disappear. The great masterful authority of your eternal dominion in the use of that flame becomes the strength in you to go forward, and every step forward makes you more the master over everything in this world. And until we meet you face to face, we will stand and assist you with everything that our love and our purity of that violet consuming flame can do for you, till you understand the fullness of its power and become at one with its eternal love. I shall do everything I know how to assist your beloved Saint Germain and give you such happiness in the use of this that your own feeling of greater power and mastery will draw you on with a joy that you have never known, but in that joy is the mastery over all in this world. So I won't seem such a severe disciplinarian, perhaps in the future, as I have been in the past, because we must now use the flame that loves to set the earth free. May it love you tonight with such joy and such power and such mercy and forgiveness as to just lift every limitation from you and let you feel its great authority to bring perfection at your conscious command and quickly set your world in order, clothe you with its majesty, authority, and power, and let you go forward to assist the nation and the world to this time its eternal freedom. Thank you so much. Beloved Serapis Bey, thank you for your love tonight. Hold us close in the power of your light. Make us feel more and more powerfully those activities of the violet flame that compel the purification, brings illumination, and mankind once again, this time forever, turn away from the shadow. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, do we call as never before for your presence with us. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly, that limitless outpouring of the violet consuming flame in such cosmic authority and power as shall more quickly consume the human everywhere. Convey our love to the brotherhood of Luxor, but that light may again take his dominion, and this time hold command for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in everything you know we require to move into outer action in the victory of eternity. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Serapis Bey. Beloved Saint Germain, for the violet consuming flame, do we thank you for all eternity. May we prove our gratitude by the use we make of that and by the freedom we can give to others through that use. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before to clothe everybody and everything under this radiation in the sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim. Come, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever will annihilate the human, make us the victory of all that's divine, and compel America purified by the violet consuming flame, whose immortal command and authority of the future begins now its eternal dominion within our country. And may that come quickly, even as we make the call tonight. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I'm presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with that cosmic violet consuming flame of immortal authority and immortal purity of the victorious Christ to the earth. Now let it move into outer action, its dominion in full eternal victory. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all drafts, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And to this end, we stand at attention until it is fulfilled in the outer, and life is forever victoriously free. Now, as we return these physical frames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart's end of creation our heart's call for whatever intensity is necessary of the violet consuming flame to the earth and the blue lightning of immortal cosmic Christ purity to strike everywhere there is war, and everywhere into our nation and throughout the world, and shatter and dissolve and consume everything that is not the immortal purity and love of the great violet consuming flame.